Support for the Lincoln Project podcast comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who've switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable, all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/Lincoln. That's odoo.com/Lincoln. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Hey everyone, it's Reed. Before we get started, this month the Lincoln Project is going to be dedicating itself and our energy to making sure that Americans across the country know the good job that Joe Biden is doing on behalf of the American people and on behalf of the United States. I hope you'll tune in to our work and share the content and materials we're putting out with your friends and neighbors. Guys, the next 14 months are as crucial a time as we've seen in our living memory. Go to lincolnproject.us or jointheunion.us to get involved. And now, on with the show. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project. I'm your host, Reed Galen. Today, I want to come to you all solo, because as you may have already heard in the last several episodes, we here at the Lincoln Project are dedicating the month of September to ensuring that Americans across the aisle and across the country know how good a job President Joe Biden is doing, both here at home and internationally. And let me say this, guys. Everybody talks about Republicans and Democrats, and, you know, they're all the same. They're not all the same. That they're so different that they can't possibly represent all of us. No one can represent everyone. That is just not the reality of the case. But I will say this. As we look forward to 2024, say 13 months from now, from our perspective, there's really only one choice. And let me just back up. When we started the Lincoln Project almost 4 years ago, guys, which is hard to believe, we said it was our mission to ensure that Donald Trump didn't get a second term and that we were going to hold his aiders and abettors accountable. That is still the mission. The mission is to ensure that Donald Trump doesn't get a second term. Because a second term, guys, means however many years. He'll say, oh, my second term is going to be 6 years or 8 years or 10 years or whatever the case might be. And you could say, oh, Reed, you're just being, you know, you're a Cassandra. You're being histrionic. You're being crazy. That's just not going to happen. But let me ask you this. Is Simon Rosenberg, who you heard on the show last week, said, if this man and the people around him were willing to plan and perpetrate January 6th, what is it that we believe they're not willing to do now? What is the line they won't cross or the thing they won't do or the words they won't say? And so let me get to President Joe Biden. I'm not a Democrat. Never been a Democrat, not likely to ever be a Democrat. But Joe Biden is a president for Democrats in this country and for Republicans in this country and for independents in this country and for people who aren't registered to vote, who aren't even citizens. He is someone who has made it his life to serve either his constituency in the state of Delaware or the American people as Vice President of the United States for 8 years and now President of the United States for almost three. And he takes that job seriously. You can see it. He is not going to give you the carnival barking revival show that Donald Trump does. And you know why he doesn't have to? Because he actually does the work. He knows what he's doing. He's competent and confident and decent. He knows that his job is not to ensure that you do better than me or that person does better than that person, but instead to ensure that all Americans have the opportunity at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as they see it. Joe Biden represents the continuation of American democracy in 2024 and beyond. And the idea that anyone believes that Joe Biden and Mrs. Biden, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, are somehow equivalent to Donald Trump and Melania Trump and Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner and the gang of rascals and gangsters and thieves and ne'er-do-wells that surround Trump is ridiculous. And everyone knows it's ridiculous, but this is why you see so much about Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, because they have to. they have to make Joe Biden look as bad as Donald Trump does. And it's an admission on their part, guys, that Joe Biden is head and shoulders above Donald Trump as a leader, as a man, as a husband, as a father and a grandfather, as a president, as someone who's understood the unbelievable pain of loss in his family, who has picked himself up and said, I will continue forward, not only for myself and my kids, but also for the people that I represent. And I would say this is that in the next 14 months, we all have a lot of work to do. But I'll tell you this, he's going to be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States. And Donald Trump, barring some unforeseen circumstance, is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. Does everybody want a rematch? Many people don't. Okay, accept the fact that you don't want that. Now, accept the fact that that's likely what we're going to get and take appropriate action. If you say, I don't want a rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and because of that, I'm not going to participate in ensuring that Joe Biden gets reelected, I got to be honest, I'm confused by the thought. What hasn't he done to prove to Americans writ large that he deserves the job? He has done a good job. He has been bipartisan. He has not been histrionic. He has not screamed and carried on. He has not weaponized the government, no matter what anybody says. The weaponization of government takes place over on the Republican side of the aisle between Tommy Tuberville, the people down in Texas, Ron DeSantis. They're everything Joe Biden isn't. He is a reflection of them and they of him. They do not want him back. They must have America be weak and failing and as bad as Russia and as bad as China and as bad as Saudi Arabia. Because only when we feel that bad about ourselves, only when we have so little self-esteem as Americans, will we deign to choose Donald Trump a second time. Who would do that? Who would say, if given the choice, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? More Americans than I like to think about. If you believe current polls, it's neck and neck. I'm not surprised by that. I'm not afraid of that. That is as it should be, because we're a year away, more than a year away from an election. The Republicans are making lots of noise, both on the campaign trail to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars, in Congress with this cockamamie Hunter Biden, you know, Benghazi redux BS, and they're all in on him. And our opponents, both domestically, like No Labels and RFK Jr. and Cornel West and Jill Stein, or overseas, like the people I just mentioned, whether or not it's Vladimir Putin or Xi or Mohammed bin Salman, right? They don't want a second Biden term. They can't afford it. Personally, politically, economically, they can't afford somebody who knows what they're doing sitting in the Oval Office. They can't afford to have someone like Joe Biden who understands that America is more than just lines on a map and 330 million individuals. He knows that America is both the city on a hill for democracy and liberty and freedom across the country and the best hopes and dreams of each and every one of us here at home. And Republicans, especially Donald Trump and those around him, MAGA, which is more of the party guys than even I want to admit, but it's a lot of them now, can't have that. Because ultimately what it means is that they don't have the power.
Support for the Lincoln Project podcast comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who've switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable, all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/Lincoln. That's odoo.com/Lincoln. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Does Joe Biden do everything right every day? He doesn't. Does his administration make me happy 24/7? It doesn't. It's not. That's not its job. Its job is to do the best it can for the greatest number of people in this country. Donald Trump's job is to do the best job he can for the smallest number of people, while upsetting or obscuring or taking away the rights of far too many, or treating them badly just because he can. Revanchist policies on race and religion and gender and sexuality, right? Trying to preserve you know, for the 2001st year, the dominion of the middle-aged white guy, right? We had our time. The country is changed and is changing every day. And Donald Trump stokes that fear amongst too many Americans, and too many Americans, frankly, buy it. Joe Biden doesn't stoke fear. He stokes hope. He stokes hope here with things like the Inflation Reduction Act and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And he stokes hope overseas with his unwavering support of President Zelensky and the people of Ukraine, because he understands that what we are offering, guns, bullets, rockets, missiles, planes, money, those things will come back to us in ways we cannot imagine when Ukraine is a fully liberated, fully functioning democracy, member of the economic community, member of the international community. Right? That is good for all of us. That is good for all of us. And Biden understands that. When Russia invaded Ukraine, Europe looked back across the Atlantic to see what we were going to do. Because after 4 years of being shell-shocked by Donald Trump, they weren't sure. And there was Joe Biden standing there saying, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. And that's what he says to the American people too. I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. And you know what? That is the one thing that Trump and his cronies cannot forgive. He not only makes them look bad because they are bad, but he makes it that much more difficult because they have nothing on offer. Trump and the Republicans have nothing to offer the American people except ugliness, division, destruction, whatever the case might be. And so what I would say is this, gang, is that we are getting behind Joe Biden. Again, not because we are in full-throated favor of a Democratic agenda, whatever the heck that might mean, or because he's been a lifelong Democrat. That's not why we support Joe Biden. We support Joe Biden because in this time, everyone, in this time, we must gather together as freedom-loving, small-L liberal Americans who believe that democracy is the best option we have for possibility. Democracy equals possibility. Joe Biden equals democracy equals possibility. It does not equal perfection. It does not mean that Biden and his people won't make mistakes. What it means is all day, every day, when he gets up in the morning, he goes down to the Oval Office and he meets with his people and they make decisions, right? That he is doing his best on behalf of the greatest number of people, not only here at home, but around the globe. And we will do all we can to ensure Joe Biden's reelection next year. And more than that, ensure that Donald Trump never gets anywhere near the White House ever again. He cannot return to power. He has told us, like he did, as I've mentioned before, at Waco in April. He is their revenge. We have seen that there are people who are now burning books with flamethrowers, who are going out of their way to make the lives of individual Americans harder because of who they are and what they are, not because of anything they necessarily believe in. And that is the kind of thing that we at the Lincoln Project will never stand for, and I certainly personally never will either. And so what I ask of you all, as I conclude here, is to do what you can to ensure that you lock arms with us in this great pro-democracy coalition for the next 13 or 14 months. We don't need to agree on everything. We don't even need to agree on most things. But what we need to agree on is one thing, that Joe Biden returning to the Oval Office gives us the chance to determine what we want this next American epic to look like. And Donald Trump takes away that opportunity, takes away those chances, and leads us into darkness. It's not an easy call for me, everyone. I don't think it's an easy call for you either. So what I want you to do, go to LincolnProject.us and sign up. Go to JoinTheUnion.us and sign up. Try to recruit another 25 or 30,000 volunteers to add to the 70,000 we already have. I know you can do it. I know we can do it. I know we will do it together between now and next November. I want to thank you all for listening. As always, you can always find me on Twitter, at Reed Galen, on Instagram and Threads, at Reed_Galen_LP. And with that, we'll see you next time. Thanks again to everyone for listening. Be sure to follow and subscribe to The Lincoln Project on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or however you listen, don't forget to leave a 5-star review. To connect with us, follow us on Twitter at Project Lincoln. And for more information on our movement, to join our mailing list, subscribe to our newsletter, or make a contribution to our efforts, visit lincolnproject.us. If you want to message the podcast directly, please send an email to podcast@lincolnproject.us. And if you want to personally join the fight to save our nation's democracy, visit jointheunion.us. For the Lincoln Project, I'm Reed Galen. I'll see you on the next episode.